All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is Stewardship Sunday. And I'd like to ask before I begin, does everyone have a stewardship commitment card? Everyone has? You know, okay. Vern will come through and hand these out to anyone who doesn't have. Just raise your hand when you see him coming around. Thank you, Vern. I'd like to begin by reading from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, beginning at the 9th verse to the 14th verse. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and we praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. Historically, Christians have always understood that their wealth is a gift from God. In 1 Chronicles, we read a narrative of King David who gave from his own goods to financially support the future building of the house of God, the great temple. After he had given his best gold, his best silver, his best brass and iron, and even wood, he cried out to God, saying, All these things are from you, O Lord, and it is from that which you have entrusted me with that I am giving back to you. This is what stewardship is, and this is what we at Christ Anglican Church commit ourselves to doing. This very Sunday, Stewardship Sunday, giving back to God from that which He has blessed us with as honorable stewards. When King David prays, and as alike as we pray every Sunday after the offertory, all things come of thee, O Lord, he says it in this manner because indeed the understanding of finances from a Christian standpoint is that of humility. Essentially, we are blessed and entrusted with finances. We do not own the wealth. These are blessings, and that's why we give back to the author of these same blessings. We cannot hold back from him, because we on our own cannot generate the blessings that we have received. Humility that all we have is a blessing from the Father, and by giving back, we are only engaging in being faithful stewards. Essentially, Stewardship Sunday is a spiritual discipline, a spiritual exercise in which we as a parish together pledge and commit what we will give back to the Lord over the next year. We also read the blessed words of Jesus in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, where he announces multiple blessings to all who give. So it's not just about giving. Christ himself comes forth and says, Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap, will be poured into my lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. We know for the Christian that giving to the ministry of Christ is an act of worship. It is a spiritual exercise in which we practice being thankful by humbly giving back from that which we have been entrusted with. However, the scriptures declare that for those who give, more shall be given to them. What a blessing. So we are giving of that which we have been entrusted with, yet when we give of that which we do not own, more will be given to us. This is not the prosperity message. These are the words of Christ himself. After all, our Creator, our Lord, created the entire universe. Yes, even Black Mountain in the backdrop of our parish. He fashioned it with his own hands. So when he promises that he will give back to those who give, he is being truthful, and this is good news. He does take care of the faithful. But why are we called to be good stewards on Stewardship Sunday? For one reason, in order to support the church in its mandate and mission. Listen, St. Paul, in his epistle to Timothy, his first epistle to Timothy, he defines the church as the pillar and the foundation of the truth. The truth being that Christ appeared in the flesh, is vindicated by the Spirit. He was seen by the angels. He was preached among the nations. He was believed on in the world. And finally, he was taken up in glory. This is the basis of our faith, summarized in the Nicene Creed, which we just proclaimed together. The church is called to be the mouthpiece of God to the world, and this is something that isn't perishable. The church deals in an imperishable service, which is preaching the good news of Christ and propagating the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints, as Saint Jude says. This is why stewardship is important. We are doing our part in giving back to God by supporting his mission through the church, supporting his mission through Christ and the Anglican Church. Think about it. When I was thinking about this, it struck me. Who am I that I get to be part of the ministry of Christ on earth? I am a nobody, right? In relation to Christ, I am but his child. This is something that was preached millennia ago, before I and you were. And it will continue to be preached millennia after you and I are gone. And what a blessing it is when we gather together and get to be part of the ministry of Christ. This is why stewardship is important. And in this exercise, as you think and pray about writing your pledge for this next year, I would encourage you to have a conversation with the Spirit and ask him what you think you should give. Allow your heart to experience the closeness of the Comforter, the closeness of the Counselor and Helper, who will guide you. Stewardship is a form of worship. In the past, when we've filled this out, I filled it out in passing. Hey, let me calculate real quick in my mind. Oh, this is what I'll give. I've never really taken the time to sit with the Spirit and ask him, Spirit, Lord, what do you want me to give? I've never really seen it as an act of worship, but indeed it is. This is a form of worship because worship is enjoying the sacred presence of God. And this is why today, when we get to fill out these forms towards the end of the service, we'll have time for that together. We'll sit in here after the recessional hymn. Karen will play a beautiful meditation and we'll sit with the Lord. We'll sit and pray and think what we need to fill out, and we'll fill it out, and there'll be an offertory plate up here. And when you're done, take your time, just come by, drop it in the offertory, and you can exit out of the quiet room door. It's a blessing that we get to participate in it together. And as a steward, giving isn't about how much you give. We read in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Mark about a widow who gave only the few cents that she had. And as Jesus is teaching this, he tells his disciples that this widow, who gave only but a few cents of that which she had, gave much more than anyone else who had contributed money to the temple. Just a few cents. Because again, stewardship is an act of worship. It's the attitude that we bring forth to Christ as we pledge to give to him. When we fill it out, it's the attitude sitting with the Spirit, communing with him as we fill them out. So it's not necessarily about how much you give, because that's relative, again, based on that which has been entrusted to us. But it's an act of being thankful. It's a spiritual act of worship. And this is what counts as a blessing in the sight of God. I must say, I am here because of the generosity of faithful stewards. The continued growth in the ministry here at Christ Anglican Church is a testament to how much this parish has been supportive of the mission here. How much you all have been supportive of the mission here. And may the Lord continue to bless you as you contribute and pledge to his work here at Christ Anglican Church. May the Lord bless us all as we serve and worship Christ our King by continuing to pledge our tithe and offerings for the next year in this beautiful parish. Give, and it shall be given to you. For when you give to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.